Yehon daf nun gimel and alf on top. The last gemara was lifted to the rabbanon and daf nun beis and beis the bottom gemara. Tana rabbanon. What about this? That's the lines. Haroye kesem. If an isha sees a kesem, he sees a spot of dam on the begodim on the wear. So im yesh bo kadei lechala gimel grisin. If there's a big side that you could divide up into three small grisim, shein could gris v'yod. Each one would be a gris v'yod. Let's say it's like the size of a nickel, let's say. Or a penny. So you have three of those sizes. So then chesheshes. Then we're afraid to say that maybe the last 3 days, every day she saw a little bit. And therefore she become a zofa. We're talking now in the middle of the Yud Aleph Yamin between Nidus and the next Nidus. So she could become a zofa now. And she didn't check her underwear the last 3 days, and now she checks it. So if she finds now a big stain, that's possible to say every day one third of it came out and it's the size of a metamo, so chesheshes, we're afraid to say minachum mechumra, we give her din zava, that she has to count zainikim, she has to bring a carbon, because the coin will not eat from it though. The imlav, let's say she did not find this big of a stain on the begodim, then ain't a chesheshes, then we're not afraid to say she's a zava, but just as a regular tamo, that's all. Reb Yehuda ben Agra Oimer Mishum Reb Yosef. Reb Yehuda ben Agra says the name of Reb Yosef like this. And no, Achazuv Yachazuv Chasheshes. Even though the stain she finds now is smaller than three grisim, as long as it's the size of two grisim annoyed, he says B'chasheshin. We're afraid maybe she'll have a din zava. Harash explains because we're afraid true one time she saw B'day, but the next time maybe she saw B'nash Mashos, which is a suffix, maybe it's Yoim, maybe it's Laila. So that Ben Hashmashis is so, it's like 2 days. Like if she would see Ben Hashmashis, it's like she saw by day and by night the next day. So just seeing two times could also make you into a suffix zovah. Because you have to be afraid maybe the second time she saw, or if the first time was Ben Hashmashis. And if she would have seen then, that counts like 2 days. So if Reb Yudis says over the name of Reb Yasi, that Achazu, even if she sees only two Greesin, also Slavosophic Tumazava. Now the Moses says, Omar Rebbe says like this, that Niran Div Reb Yudah ben Agra. Reb Yudah says, I like the words of Reb Yudah ben Agra, that he says even with two stains, she's Tameh, is Bishalai Botka, if she did not check herself out. So at least the whole Ben Hashmashu, she did not check herself. So we have a doubt, maybe she saw the dam Ben Hashmashos. And the Divrei Chachom that say no, only if she sees the size of three grisim. Then there's a suffix zava. But only two grisim she's not. That's Disha Botka, that she checked herself out Ben Hashmashos, and she did not see them. So we know she only saw by day, so she only has a stain on underwear the size of two grisim, it's only like two rias, therefore she's for sure not a zava. Now the woman says, what did Rebbe mean to say? My bodka, my le bodka. What do you mean to say? Well, she checked herself out and she didn't check herself out. Omer Rav, Rav says like this, that Ashkachtinu le Rabbonim de Vei Rav, I found the Rabbonim of the Vei Rav, the Yasper, they were sitting down on Karmel, they said like this, that they learned the Machlokes between Reb Yehuda ben Agra and the Chomiz, Hocha Bavai Yaskinu Kagoyin She Bodko Atzmo. She talked to Meida Badika, she checked herself out, was still even Ben Ashmoshes, but Vloy Botka Chalukah, she did not check her clothing, her underwear, she did not check. And therefore, she did not know when she saw these stains. Like now, at the end of 3 days, she looks at her underwear and she sees now a big stain there, the size of three grisim. She does not know when they came. Now, Vyaf Atm, even herself also, Vloy Botka, she only made a bdika, she only checked herself, Ela Ben Hashmoshes Rav Yehuda. She only checked herself out, the Ben Hashmoshes, the doubt whether it's a day or night, of Reb Yehuda's man. And Rashi brings down, that's the Gemara about Madlikim, that he says that's like a chatzi mil, so half the size of a mil, that's like 18 minutes, let's say, from when the sun starts to set until it goes down. So during those first 18 minutes, that's when she made a bedika. But Ubei Nashmashet to Reb Yosi Le Botka. Reb Yosi shears a shear later. After those 18 minutes go by, at the end of Shkia, like right before the sun goes down completely, that's his sheet of Ben Hashmashes. Was really considered like hair of iron, it takes like a second, takes a few seconds, that's all. So the last few seconds, like then she did not check herself out. So what's the machlokes over here? It's like this, that's the case here. That the Rabbanan, sorry, the Rabbanan hold, the Ben Hashmashes, Rabbi Yosi Lailu, the Rabbanan, listen, she checked herself out, the Ben Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. Either last minute she did not check herself out, the Rabbanon hold that shear is Lila anyway. Seeing what she saw then, it's only one seeing and not for 2 days. And therefore, v'hobot k'v ben ha-shmoshes ad Rabbi Yehuda, that she checked herself out, the whole ben ha-shmoshes ad Rabbi Yehuda. As a chom hold like Rabbi Yehuda shita, that the ben ha-shmoshes is those 18 minutes. And here she checked herself out those 18 minutes, and since she did not see then, therefore the Rabbanon say for sure, if she saw it only by day or by night, there's only like one Riyah. And now that she only saw two spots, like the size of two grisim, it's like two Riyahs, so she has no Tumah Zavah. And then the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agris is over the name of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Latam, Rabbi Yossi goes according to his own time, Rabbi Yossi Latamei, the Yom that Rabbi Yossi holds, Ben HaShemosh Sveike Hevei, that Ben HaShemosh is a Sofik, meaning in his time, means even here the lady made a Bedika Ben HaShemosh of Rabbi Yehuda. But the last minute of Rabbi Yossi's Ben HaShemosh, she did not make a Bedika. So according to Rabbi Yossi, we have to be afraid, maybe she saw then, and if she saw then it's a Sofik, maybe it's Yoy, maybe it's Lila. So that one Riyah she saw then helps for 2 days. So that's what Rabbi Yossi says, that Chayshina, maybe she's a Zova. So that's the way the Chum explained the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, Raminilu Ano, Rava says back to those Rabbanim like this. Ilmolu Yodea Bienelka Benash Moshois Yofatam Oimrim. Like you're saying, very good. If she would have made a Bedika all those 18 minutes, like if she would have left the cloth there the whole time, then you'd be right. But the Chur, they learned, Akshav though, Shemlim Siluk Yodea Rosa. Like you just said that she made a Bedika then, Ben HaShemoshes. A Bedika takes a second. So, let's say when she finished the Bedika, why are we afraid maybe then she saw? And if she saw then, it would be a Suffolk for 2 days. So why do you say, according to Chumim, like, for sure she's not a Zava, maybe she saw right after the Bedika. For Yom Ruli, and the Chum said back to me, back to Rob like this, no, Enech Nami, Koki Kamrimim, when do we say Pshan the Rabbonin? That the Rabbonin say, she's Vabe, not a Zava, she put her hands in her eyes, meaning she made a Bedika there, she left the Shemata there, called by the whole Ben HaShemoshes. And therefore, the whole Ben HaShemoshes from Yudah, there was a Bedika there. And then she took it out, so she knows for sure she did not see Ben HaShemoshes. So therefore, now at the end of 3 days, she only finds the speck, a spot of two grisim, so he said like it was two Riyas, so it could even happen in 2 days. That doesn't make her into a Zava. She has to see 3 days consecutively. She only saw 2 days, she's not a Zava. Now the Gemara says, what did we say before the top? The start of Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says like this, that near and different Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, Rebbe likes the words of Yehuda ben Agra to say yes with Chashinun, maybe she is a Zava. That's Kishalei Botka, if she did not make a Bedika. So now the question is, what did Rebbe mean to say? And the Havminer is that Rebbe is saying, I like the words of Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra, means even he says it all over. I just like what he says in this one instance. So what is the case? Kishloi Bodka. So now, my Le Bodka, what does it mean to say she did not check herself? Elaine, if you want to tell me, did Bodka Rebbe Yehuda? Yes, she made a Bedika during the Shir of Ben HaShemoshes of the first year of Yudhisita. But Lloyd Bodka, did Rebbe Yossi, but she did not check herself out in the last second, last minute of Rebbe Yossi's Ben HaShemoshes, and that's why Rebbe says he likes Dibur Rebbe Yehuda ben Agra to say what? That she is a Sofik Zavom. So then, that's what Rebbe's saying B'lei Bodka. If so, Michlal, that would teach us that Rebbe Yehuda himself, Sofik, he holds, I forgot the Bodka B'tavayim, even though she checked both Ben HaShemoshes's. Still Chashin, and still you should be afraid, maybe she's a Zava. As Rebbe's saying, I like Rebbe Yehuda's words when she didn't make a Bedika. But Masha Rebbe Yehuda says it in all cases. The question is, how could it be her Bodka? She checked herself the whole Ben HaShemoshes, she didn't see then. So what could be the doubt? Maybe she's a Ben HaShemoshes. Elef, she isn't for sure, Bidaloi Bodka. That no, she did not check herself out, Loi Bid Rebbe Yehuda, Loi Bid Rebbe Yossi. That's what Rebbe meant to say, that Nirin Divra Baglad Bit Shleibotka means when she did not make a Bedika at all. That's when Rebbe likes the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Since she did not check herself out at all, Ben HaShemoshes, so we have a doubt, maybe that's when she saw him, and then she would be a self-observer. Ah, but what's going to come out though, Bodka Bit Rebbe Yehuda, let's say though, according to Rebbe, Let's say this Isha checked his satat, left the shmata there, the whole day nashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda. But yours for Leibotka with Rabbi Yossi, she did not check his satat the last minute of Rabbi Yossi's ben Ashmashis, Loichaish, then you would not be afraid. Then Rabbi would not be afraid to say she's a self observer. Why? Alma, what do you have to say? That ben Ashmashis to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's ben Ashmashis, which is the last minute after the ben Ashmashis of Rabbi Yehuda is finished, the last minute before the sun goes down completely. That minute, Mashma Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi holds that Rabbi Lailu. That minute is called Laila ready. And therefore, since she checked herself out, if she would have checked herself out, though Ben Ishmael is Rabbi Yehuda, even though she did not check herself out this last minute, still she would be, she'd be Torah. She would not be a Zavah. Because Rabbi holds this last minute is called Vade Laila. It's not a Sufik. So the Gemara says, if so, Amos says, what does the Sefer say? The Sefer over here says, the end says, that Rabbi likes the Duvri Chachomim Bishad Botka. Rabbi likes what the Chachomim say when she made a bedika. So the question is, my Botka, what do you mean to say she made a bedika? You learn if you want to tell me the Botka with Rabbi Yehuda, that she made a bedika during the first Ben Ashmashas. Just for my Botka with Rabbi Yossi, she did not make the bedika during Rabbi Yossi's time. If so, Mechlal, this would teach us, the Rabbon and Sabbath Rabbon themselves hold, Afagab the Loy Botka Betavav, even though she did not make a B'dikir at all, still Loy Chashinon, they were not afraid to say that she should be a Zava. So the question is why? Holy Botka, she did not make a B'dikir at all, even according to Chachamim, why aren't we afraid maybe that's the time that she saw this Riyah, and she found a spot on the Begodim, maybe she saw it Ben Ashmosh, and she be a Sufik, maybe she's a Zava. So how could Rabbon and say for sure she's not a Zava? Elit must be pshita de botka bein but Rabbi Yehuda bein to Rabbi Yossi. That no, she did check herself. The Sefer is talking about now that according to Chomin, she checked herself out both times, both the Ben Ashmash Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's when he likes the words of the Chomin to say that what, that she's not a Zava. Abba, but it would be mashma that what does Rabbi hold? That what's going to be botka with Rabbi Yehuda? If the Isha checked herself out during the first Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yehuda, but just for Leibotka with Rabbi Yossi, she did not check herself out in Rabbi Yossi's Ben Ashmashas, then Mashma Chashin, according to Rabbi, yes, we would be afraid, maybe she's a Zava. Alma, what do you have to say then, according to Rabbi, that the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi, the last minute of the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi, according to Rabbi, Taka Svekev is a Sufik. If so, it's a Kasha the Rabbi, other Rabbi, like what does Rabbi hold? Does Rabbi hold from the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi that's a Sufik? Or does he hold no, that that's a Vaday Laila? So to see what Rabbi holds. So my answer is no. Hochi Kama. This is what Rabbi meant to say. They're not that Rabbi's coming to like make a new statement that to take out part of Rabbi Yehuda and part of the Rabbanan, but rather Rabbi just coming to explain the actual machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra and the Rabbanan. He's saying like this. Hochi Kama. Niran divi Rabbi Yehuda ben Agba. I like the words of Rabbi Yehuda ben Agba that he says that she is a Sufik Zava. Li Rabbanan, even according to Rabbanan, would also agree to him. When? De Leibotka Klal, where she did not make a Bedika at all. She didn't check herself out at all. Leibot Rabbi Yehuda, not during the first 18 minutes of Ben Ashmashis. For Leibot Rabbi Yehuda, not the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda Shir Ben Ashmashis. She did not check herself out at all. In such a case, Shav Chachomel Nechaku Olof. Even the Chum do not argue on Rabbi Yehuda. Ella the Bodka with Rabbi Yehuda. They only argue in the case where she made a Bodika during the first 18 minutes of Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashas. Just like Bodka to Rabbi Yossi. That's what the Rabbanan said that she's Tor from Zava. But in the case where she did not make a Bodika at all, then even the Rabbanan agree that we have to be afraid maybe that's when she saw Ben Ashmashas and she would be a Sufi Zava. Aval Heichab on the case. That's what Rabbi meant to say. So therefore, Rabbi is just explaining where the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are. That when she does not make a bedikah at all, everybody agrees she's a Sufik Zava. And when she makes a bedikah both times, then everybody agrees she's not a Sufik Zava. The machlokes is when she makes a bedikah in Rabbi Yehuda's shir and not in the Ben Ashmashas of Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi takes chayshah that's still a Sufik Yom Sufik Laila. Therefore, she's a Sufik Zava, and the Rabbanan told no, that's Vade Laila, and therefore she did not see in Zman HaSufik, so she's Vade, not a Zava. The other one said this, Uriminu, I'll still throw you a question though. Uriminu, It says Horoye Kesem, Phoenicia sees a spot on a begodim, on a clothing, Lariyam Rubach Hasheshes, if she sees a big spot, meaning the size of three grisim, like three nickels, then she is Chashina, maybe she's a Zavo, but Lariyam Yuetis, she only sees two sizes, then Einu Chasheshes, we're not afraid to say, maybe she's a Zavo. And here it says, Loshen of Zudif Rav Yehuda ben Agra. These are the words of Yehuda ben Agra, not like we had before. Here he says that she only sees the size of two grisim, there's no chashin and she's a zava. And Zudif Rav Yehuda ben Agra, Shama Mishum Rav Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi. And on this, Omer Rabbi says like this, that Ani Shamati Mimenu, I heard from Rabbi Yossi like this, not like you, Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra. But Rabbi says, I heard from Rabbi Yossi myself, and he said like this, that Rabbi Yossi yields no shachazuv yachazuv chasheshes, that even though she only saw the spot of two grisim, still there's a chashin, maybe she's a zavo. And Rabbi Yossi explained to me like this, uminatam azeh omeli, and this is the reason why he said it to me. We can say it for like this, uma ilu nida, just a regular nida, that she's taught me for 7 days, shloh yefrish shabbatarim min amin cholamala. On the seventh day, let's say she saw a little bit in the morning, then in the afternoon she stopped seeing, and now by evening, before Maariv, let's say before Shkia, if she does not make a hefsek tar, she does not stop to make a bedikah then, loitei becheskes timeya, so she can't go to the mikvah at night. But we have to be afraid, maybe she's still seeing dam, and she'll still be tamei. And why? The svar is why? Because since she was seeing dam at the beginning of the day, so then if we don't know for sure she stopped, we say still she'll see. And so Benir and Dvorov, so here also Rabbi Yossi said that she sees now a kesem here and it's two rias, so we don't know when she saw it. Maybe she saw it ben hashmoshes, and therefore ben hashmoshes is a suffix like 2 days, so she'll have a suffix over. And on this Rabbi said, now Rabbi himself says here Benir and Dvorov, I like the words of Rabbi Yossi, kisha bodka, when she made a bedika. So Mer says, my bodka, what do you mean to say when she made a bedika? Elaine, if you want to tell me. Rashi says, nearly devour means I agree to you. He says, Rebbe says back to you that I agree to you though, Kishabotka ben Ashmosha Shalim, that when she made a bdika the whole time, then I agree to you that she's not a self exover. So the question is, what does Rebbe mean to say she made a bdika? So my bodka. Elaine, if you want to tell me the bodka with Rebbe Yehuda. That she made a bedika during the first ben hashmoshes, but not during the last minute. It is so mechav. It's a proof then to Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra sof. Rabbi Yehuda, he holds. Afakav leibotka, even though she did not check herself. Leib Rabbi Yehuda, leib Rabbi Yosi, leib chashinon. That Rabbi Yehuda holds were not chashin, even though she made no bedika at all. So how could that be? For leibotka, she made no bedika. So why aren't you afraid? Ela pshita v'shut must be the bodka. Now she made a bedika, bein with Rabbi Yehuda or bein with Rabbi Yosi. She made a bedika both times. Is so mechlad Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra savar bodka with Rabbi Yehuda. She made a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda shir, but v'lei bodka with Rabbi Yosi. She didn't make a bedika during Rabbi Yosi shir. Lei chashin. Then you're not afraid. Alma, what do you have to come out and say here? That bein hashmoset Rabbi Yosi this last minute of the Ben Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, according to Yehuda ben Agra, is not even a suffix, but Lailu comes out to be Vade Lailu. It's on the Chorot Sestira, Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra, the Yehuda ben Agra, Sestira, and Yehuda ben Agra, Yehuda ben Agra. Before we came out to say that he holds that this Ben Hashmoshes is a suffix, and now we're coming out to say he holds not that the last minute is not even a suffix. So Sestira, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Agra hold? It's more like this. Bishtime will be very good, Billah Rebbe. If you want to involve Rebbe in this machlokes over here, that we had Rebbe before and Rebbe now, like Kasher, without Rebbe's halacha, there wouldn't be any theory here. I could answer you, Hosom, the bodka with Rebbe Yehuda, full of bodka with Rebbe Yossi. When does Yehuda say we are chashinen? When she only made a bedika in the first Ben Hashmoshes, but not in Rebbe Yossi's last minute. Hoch over here that he says that we're not chashinen, we say she's not a zava. The bodka nami b'Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Yossi, but here when Rabbi Yehuda says she's vade not a sova means she checked herself out the whole complete ben hashmoshes and she knows she did not see them. If so, that was she found the stains on the begodim. She know for sure it came either vade yom or vade laila, and since there's only two sizes too gruesome there, so she only saw like 2 days, so she's vada not a zava. So without Rebbe, you wouldn't be a stira. Ella, but the Rebbe kasha, according to Rebbe, the Rebbe learns, even according to Yehuda, that in both cases, she did not make the bedika join the shir of Rebbe Yaisi. So it's a stira then. To the beginning, if Mas Miel's Rebbe Yaisi, shir is a sophic ben Hashemoshes. And the last price is Mash Mitzvah Dai Laila. It's not even a suffix. It's a stira. According to Yehuda Ben Agra, what is the Yod of the Ben Hashemosh of Rabbi Yaisi? So Mitzvah Nechnam, what you have to say here is, Trei Tanoi Velibet Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra. Tell you some Achlokes Noim. What does Yehuda Ben Agra hold? Hai Tanisova Sholem Ben Hashemosh to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you the first Tanah holds. He actually says, hello, but, So like this, the first time holds that first it finishes the Ben Hashemoshet Rabbi Yehuda, it finishes those 18 minutes, and the order first after that is Chal Ben Hashemoshet Rabbi Yehuda. Then first it first starts Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the last minute after that. Rashi says, Maschot Rabbi Yehuda Sveiku. That's what the first time holds in Rabbi Yehuda Ben Agra. And therefore, according to that sheet, Rabbi Yehuda Shir is like a suffix, whether it's Shem or whether it's Laila. And therefore, the first Rabbi Yehuda held that she is a suffix zava. But the high town, the last town, holds no, according to Yehuda Ben Agra, she's for sure not a suffix zava. So he holds like this, that Ben Hashemoshes to Rabbi Yossi, Meshe Shayek to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ben Hashemoshes to Rabbi Yossi is not a minute afterwards. It's the last minute, like it's the 18th minute. That is first the beginning of Ben Hashemoshes Rabbi Yehuda, and then the last minute of Rabbi Yehuda, that is also the Zman of Rabbi Yaisi. Since so, here we're talking about she made a bedika during Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashemoshes. So since she checked the Savat, all the Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Hashemoshes, and she knows she did not see. So you're telling me now that last minute is the minute of Rabbi Yaisi. So it comes out she checked herself that minute also. And since she did not see, that's why we say for sure she's not a Zavah, because she did not see Ben Hashemoshes. So, therefore, there's no machlokes. I mean, it's two tanoim ali with Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah. Then we'll say this. Tanoim balola this. Does haroya kesem, let's say Isha finds a kesem, means she did not see herself dripping blood, so she found the stain on her underwear. So, lochur is mitam atzmo v'koreshim l'mafreya. Divra Rabbi holds, both she is tamei, nogeya to koreshim also l'mafreya. Minta says she's coming up all the way back until the last time she checked out her underwear. She didn't check it out the last 3 days. She'll be telling me those last 3 days, because we don't know when the dam came out. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Reimer, Kodshim Matama. True. For Kodshim, we're machmir, she touched any Kodshim the last 3 days, last, until the last time she checked the begodim, she's tamei. But Atzma, what's negated to herself, ain't the Matama, no, she herself is not tamei. Why is worries, Shino Yehek Soma Chomim Riyasa. Her kesem should not be more stronger than a Riya. If she sees Dam, she's only tummy back with my friend the most 24 hours, that's all. They tell me now she finds a kesem, you want to make a tummy all the way back to the last time she checked it out, 3 days, that doesn't make any sense. So therefore, it's only for Kochim, but not for she herself. So what's the question, why? We do find that a kesem is more chomim than Riyasai. Lin you Kochim, they get to Kochim. So you see, we are machmim more by kesem than by Atzma. Than by Riyah. So Mora says, no, Ella rather Tonyach went like this. Rabbi Shimon was a Reiner. Af Kodeshim Eina Metama. Even for Kodeshim, she's not coming back Lemafreya. And the reason is, Shlo Yekzoma Chomim Riyasa Lechol Dover. We never want to say that a Kesem, or a spot, a stain that she found on the Begodim, should make her more Tomei than if she'd actually really see the Dam. Since when she sees Dam, the most we make do the Chumra is only backwards 24 hours. So then by Kesmos, we can't go back more than 24 hours. We did not go back to the last time that she checked the begotten. Tell her about one like this. Ro'osa Kesem. Let's say first she saw Kesem in the morning. V'yachakach ro'osa dam. And then in the afternoon, she sees dam, she has a flow of dam. The locher is toluk some of Ro'osa. Mi'ais li'ais divrei Rebbe. That we say from the time she saw now, she was talking to my friend 24 hours. So if the time she found the kesem was in those 24 hours, we say, like the kesem only started now, and we're not metama back all the way to Mafreya, like the Tanakama held before, from the last time you checked her out. We don't go so far back. Yeah. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Shimon, Elazar Reimer, Yoimai. it's not a din in 20, not a din in Meisle, it's a din in Yoimai. If she seized at the same time, she had a stand the kesem today, and she starts seeing today, then we're told the kesem came from that Ria. But if she first starts seeing at night time, then we say no, the kesem she saw by daytime has nothing to do with the Ria at night. Then the Chanami, she'll be tummy all the way backwards until the last time she checked the begodim. That's the machlokes Rebbe and Shimon Eloza. Amar Rebbe says like this: Nirim devarov midvarai. I like better what Rebbe Shimon Eloza is saying more than my own words, because Shu misakno, he's making her better, he's fixing her up. Vani maafso, I'm making her worse. So where's the question? Well, what are you talking about? Misakno, what are you saying? He's making it better. Afso maafso, he's making it worse. Like he's saying, if she first saw at nighttime and she found the kesem b'yoim, so we're not totally the kesem in the Riyah. We make her tummy much more. But according to what you're saying, it's better. You're saying no matter when she sees the Riyah, even at nighttime, as long as within 24 hours, we're totally the kesem she finds comes from that Riyah. So how do a Rebbe is saying better? So what's that true? Om Ravina says, Epoch, change it around. That Rebbe meant to say he likes his own words more than what Hashem and Allah says. Rav Nachman says no. Rav Nachman normally Yerlam could be lotev, but they don't have to change it around. And it could be like this: the way we have our gear sense, too. Rebbe says he liked Rav Shimon Eloza. Shu misakein hilchosel deziva. Because according to Rav Shimon Eloza, he makes it better she becomes a ziva. Means he says if she first sees at nighttime, so then the riyah has nothing to do with the kesem, and we say that her riyah first started now, not before. So therefore, she's tummy first then, and 7 days later she could come as Zava. But Vaniv, according to Rebbe, Ma'amse Hilchasila de Ziva. According to Rebbe, she won't become a Ziva so much. Rashi says, like according to Rabbi Shimon, Linyan Ziva, who make her, till the day Hechad Lechazi, if she didn't see B'yayim, so Leitanin, we don't say the Kesan came for Yosa. Or money may need us, Miyam Riyosa. She starts counting Nida for the day she first saw. If she first becomes a Zava, the eighth day. But according to Rebbe, that you say no, that the Riyah, the Kesem now is from the beginning of the Riyah, and so it come out now from this Kesem we say she had the Riyah. And therefore, 7 days later, finishes the Nida, and then if she sees down then she'll start a Zava. So according to Rebbe, she starts Zava a day earlier than according to Rebbe Shimon. That's what he meant to say. That according to Rebbe, according to Rebbe Shimon, he's misak in the better hilchas zava. She can't become a zava so much. His mother says she could become a zava a day earlier. Boy mine rabzeim rabasi. Ksomim tsrich hefsek tar eloi. That's an isha did not see any dam, but she only found dam on her underwear. So she's tummy. So she wants to start counting now, the zayni kiyum, or to go to the mikvah, so she has to make a hefsek tar or not. So that's a shadow, because we stand say she can go to the mikveh after 7 days later. Or does she have to have a hefsek tara, check herself out before she goes to the mikveh? Or the, before that Ben Shmosh should say that she stopped seeing that day. Rashi says it means b'shvi lutfel, there. Like a regular nida, she has to check herself out on the seventh day before Ben Shmosh is like to make sure she stops seeing so she can go to the mikveh at night. Here, when she only saw a kesem, does she have to make this bdikah or not? That was a shiloh. So he asked him back, Ishtika kept quiet. Rabasi, he didn't answer him back. Then another time it asks, and Ashkeche found the Yasu sitting down a Kamar, that Tolok Summer Briyosa Meis Leis, Dibu Rebbe, the luck we had before, the case Nisha saw a Kesem first, and then she sees a Riyah. So if the Riyah happened within 24 hours of this Kesem, we can be told that this Kesem is from that Riyah. On this, Amar Rosh Lakashakshah says though, Vushet Botka, that's only if she made a bedikum. Is according to this, even though she saw at nighttime, we say the beginning of a nida started at the daytime, and at the end of the seventh day she can go to the mikvah. But Shlokti says it's only if she made a bedikum then, since she's machzik herself to say that she finished her nida now, and therefore she can go to the mikvah at night. But Rabbi Yechon no mano, afal pish lebot, even though she didn't make a bedikum. But Shlokti says a tremendous chiddush here, that only if she makes the bedikum, she's megala daytom, that first Riyah started when she found the kesem. So then the nidus ends 7 days from that. But if she wouldn't have made a bedikah then, we say no, maybe that she's masak herself, that her nidus first started when she first saw the dam the next day, and she's tummy another day. But Rav Yochanan says, no, I don't care if she made the bedikah or not, Lamaisa is telling the Metzias that you're telling me now when she sees a kesem, and then she sees dam within 24 hours, it's like that really started from the yom kesem, and therefore she's only tummy 7 days from the time she found the kesem. That's what the Vyechen holds. Vyechen nomar afa pish loy botko, still we start the nidus from the time of the kesem, and 7 days later she can go to the mikvah. Omalei michlal though tiksom tzvich nefsik tyra. Rish Lakish says she had a made a bedika then. So master for kesem you do need a nefsik tyra. Omalei in, yes, that's what you see. Even Vyechen on Yogazin says even without the bedika she could start go, she go to the mikvah. But everybody holds she has to make a bedika for kesem. You see, a kesem needs a hefsek tara. So yes, then back, I was zimna tzkin, what's happened before, that Bermuda, I asked this question, so my answer back about it, it could be duma, agav, shitfa, so, asur lecho, maybe I was busy then in a rush, and I didn't realize what you meant to ask me. Omle said back to me, yes, that's what happened. Agav, shitfa, yasurli, since I was in a big rush, I didn't realize what happened. And therefore, he didn't answer you. But really, that's the loch, in case Isha sees a kesem, and she becomes something before because of the kesem, so she has to make a hefsek tara before she can go to the mikvah. That's mikvah din of the Gemara. The ma'aseh b'zman is there with machmen. Even if she only sees a kesem, she has a regular tumas nida, and we machmen tere, she has to have zayin nikiyim. So if anywhere she'll have to wait to zayin nikiyim, and then she can first go to the mikvah. Well, the mishnah is like this: Horoya yoyim yud aleph. Let's an isha sees on the 11 days now between nida. And after 7 days of Nidah, there's 11 days she could become a Zava. Let's say she saw on the 11th day, Benash Moshes. So it's a Sofik whether that's still Yom, so it's a Tumma of Zava, or is it nighttime, then she become a Nidah. So Lachor is Tchilas Nidah, she has a Sofik, maybe she's a Nidah, and our Lashon is with Saif Nidah. Tchilas the Gemara says it should be Saif, maybe it's the end of Yomei Zava. Now what's going to be Tchila Ziva, the Saif Ziva, the same lesson she sees at the end of Yemei Ziva. Tchila Ziva, Rashi says that's going on. Or this could be at the end of the 7 days of Anida. She sees Benash Mersha, the last day of the 7th day of Anida, the same thing as a Sufik, whether it's Tchila, the beginning of the Ziva, or else at the end of a Sufik, maybe it's the end of the Anida. Same thing, Yom HaBoyim HaZohar. For Zohar, she's first tummy for 7 days, then the next 40 days is Yemei Taira. Let's say she sees the 40th day, Ben Eshmoshes. Or else for Yom Shmoinu Mekeva, she sees the 80th day, by Nekeva. So, Ben Eshmoshes, the Kulam, she sees Ben Eshmoshes all of these days. So it's a Sofik. If it's Yom, so Lachor then is Dam Tor. If it's Laila, it's Yemei Tomei. So all these things.
Alright, turn over.